you reached the right place, a destination called soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
It's early in the morning, about a quarter till three. Talking with my baby over cigarettes and coffee, and to tell you that, dog, I've been so satisfied, honey, since I've met you, baby, since I've met you. I've been around and all the good looking girls I've met, they just don't seem to fit in. No, in this particular set, yeah. But it seems so natural, darling, that you and I are here. Just talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee. Oh. And all my heart cried out, love that last I found. Oh, honey, won't you let me just feel my whole life around? Oh, how complete my whole life would be, yeah, if you would take things under consideration and walk down this aisle with me. I would love it, yeah. People, I say it so early in the morning. Ooh, it's a quarter till three. Talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee, that long. And I'd like to show you where I've known nothing but good old joy since I met you, darling. Honey, since I've met you, baby. I would love to have another drink of coffee now. And please, darling, help me smoke just one more cigarette now. I don't want no cream and sugar, cause I got you now, darling. But just let me enjoy, help me to enjoy this good time that we'll have, me. It's so early in the morning, so early in the morning, and I got you, and you got me.
Giving you some surefire soul from the legendary Mr. Otis Redding, Cigarettes and Coffee, that's off of his fourth studio album called The Soul Album, done by American soul singer-songwriter Mr. Otis Redding, released on April 1st, 1966. The producers on this album was the owner of Stax Records, Mr. Jim Stewart, Booker T and the MGs, Isaac Hayes, and David Porter. And, you know, on this album, had that beautiful song, Just One More Day. He also did It's growing. He did Chain Gang by Sam Cooke, and he also did Scratch My Back, which was done by Mr. Slim Harpo. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. This is Professor T. Love coming back at you one more time, giving you some delicious classic soul and new R&B here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And coming up next, I said that there's a song that Otis Redding did on the soul album called Scratch My Back. Well, here is the original from the legendary Mr. Bluesman himself, Mr. Slim Harpo. Baby, Scratch My Back. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jav York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
I'm itching, and I don't know where to scratch. Come here, baby. Scratch my back. I know you can do it. So, baby, get to it. Ah, you're working with it now. You got me feeling so good. A little bit to the center now, baby. This little girl sure knows how to scratch. Now you're doing a chicken scratch.
Giving you some sookie sookie now soul. That was an attempt by Slim Harpo. His name was James Moore, and he did this song in 1965, recorded in Crowley, Louisiana. And he said this was an attempt at rock and roll for him, because, you know, a lot of rock and roll groups had recorded and looked up to a lot of blues singers, especially Mr. Slim Harpo. The Rolling Stones did I'm a King Bee, which was done and written by Mr. Slim Harpo, and the Kinks Got Love If You Want It. But Slim Harpo figured out that, you know, the rock and roll heads, he had a future, because they were basically recycling a lot of his blues music. And although this song, Baby Scratch My Back, had some success with rock audiences, reaching number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, Baby Scratch My Back was a number one hit in 1966 on the Rhythm and Blues chart. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, another blues number from Mr. Tommy Tucker. talking about you better put on your high heel sneakers. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
Put on your red dress, baby, Lord, we going out tonight. Put on your red dress, baby, Lord, we going out tonight. Then with some boxing gloves, in case some fool might wanna find. Put on your high heel sneakers, wear your wig hat on your head. Put on your high heel sneakers, wear your wig hat on your head. You know you're gonna knock him dead.
From the legendary Mr. Tommy Tucker from 1964. It was a number 11 hit on the Billboard Hot 100, and it peaked number 23 in the UK singles chart. Tommy Tucker, also known as Robert Higginbotham, was born March 5th, 1933, and he passed away on January 22nd, 1982, and he was an American blues singer, songwriter, and pianist. And, you know, Tommy Tucker had this song called Long Tall Shorty. However, the musicians that played on Tommy Tucker's albums included Louisiana Red, Willie Dixon and the late great Mr. Donnie Hathaway. And this is A Bowl of Soul, bringing you some blues here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Otis Redding, Slim Harpo, Tommy Tucker. Now, you know what? Sometimes you can think you're bigger than your britches. And you know what? That means you think you're Mr. Big Stuff. Coming up here on A Bowl of Soul, Miss Jean Knight just laying it down for you that you think you're Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes,
oh yeah,
and have a big fine car, oh yes you do now. Do you think I can afford to give you my love?
Gonna get my love.
Now I know all the girls I've seen you with. I know you broke their hearts one after another, now bit by bit. You made them cry. Many poor girls cry. When they try to keep you happy, they just try to keep you satisfied. It's the big stuff. Tell me,
who do you think you are? It's the big stuff. You're never gonna get my love.
I'd rather give my love to a poor guy that has a love that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Than to be fooled around and get hurt by you. 'Cause when I give my love, I want love in return.
Oh, yeah.
Now I know this is a lesson, Mr. Big Stuff, you haven't learned. Mr. Big Stuff, tell me,
who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love, Mr. Big Stuff. You're never gonna break my heart, Mr. Big Stuff. You're never gonna make me cry, Mr. Big Stuff.
Tell me,
just who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love, Mr. Big Stuff. You're never gonna break my heart, Mr. Big Stuff. You're never gonna make me cry, Mr. Big Stuff.
Tell me.
Who do you think you are? Mr. Big Stuff. From Miss Jean Knight. Her name is Jean Calise, but her stage name is Jean Knight. She was born January 26, 1943, in New Orleans, Louisiana, and she had a number one hit, R&B hit in early 1971 with this song, Mr. Big Stuff, which was recorded at Malico Studios. And, you know, her song was recorded also around the same time that King Floyd's hit Groove Me also was recorded at Malico Studios, but the song proved to be an instant smash in 1971, becoming a number one R&B hit for Miss Jean Knight. It sold 2 million copies, and it received a Grammy Award nomination for Best R&B Vocal Performance for a female, but she lost, Jean Knight lost Aretha Franklin's version of Bridge Over Troubled Waters. But like I said, this was her only number one hit, and it was a 2 million copy smash, Mr. Big Stuff. Coming up next, we're going to go down Detroit way. We're going to do some Cool Jerk. 1966, done on the Karen record label. It was distributed by Atco Records. Here on A Bowl of Soul, the Capitals, talking about Cool Jerk. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry, and if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul a mixed stew of soul music.
One-hit wonder for the Capitals. The Capitals consisted of members Sam George, Don Storble, and Richard Mitchell. And the years active, this group was from 1962 to 1969. And they were discovered by former Ann Arbor, Michigan radio DJ Ollie McLaughlin, who had a record label called the Karen Record Label. And the group, he signed the group. The group went on to record and release their first single in 1963 called Dog and Cat and the Kick. And, you know, the Capitals were a very high energetic group, but the song Cool Jerk was a number one hit for the Capitals. You know, that song has stood the test of time. And even though the Capitals had a fairly short career with limited commercial success, their hit has stood the test of time. It's been used in Cool Whip commercials and for many movie soundtracks, More American Graffiti, 1979, Night in the City, 1992, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, 1992, Calendar Girl, 1993. And Cool Jerk, this single has been included as one in the 100 Greatest Rock-Based Performances, number 70, and VH1's 100 Greatest Dance Songs. It made number 48. The song was covered by the Go-Go's, and Todd Rundgren also did his version of Cool Jerk as well. And this is A Bowl of Soul, bringing you some classic soul and R&B to you. You know what I'm saying? I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Mm-hmm.
Some sweet soul. You know, this song even went further than the Temptations single, Get Ready. This song was number four, and it was a million seller for this white band, Rare Earth, that was signed to the Rare Earth label, which was a subsidiary of the Motown label. This group hailed out of Detroit, Michigan, and they played psychedelic soul, psychedelic rock. The members of Rare Earth were Gil Bridges, Ray Manette, Randy Bergdorf, Floyd Stokes Jr., Mike Brunner. And, you know, the group, although they did very well on Motown, but basically they had a short career on Motown. So, you know, you listening to Rare Earth, you know, they had I Just Want to Celebrate, Hey Big Brother, I Just Want to Celebrate was number 7, Born to Wander was number 17, Hey Big Brother was number 19, and this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, we're going to give you the average white band, talking about a love of your own, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Sugar Ray Rayford, and you listen to worldwide soul music, music for your soul, the soul stew, baby. Peace.
Always bear my love.
Giving you some sweet soul from the Average White Band, who originated from Dundee, Scotland. You know, they did their version of soul, funk, pop, rock, soul, and the years active for the Average White Band was 1972 to 1983, and from 1989 to the present, the members of the Average White Band are Alan Gorey, Arnie McIntyre, Fred Vigdor, Rocky Bryant, Brent Carter, Rob Aries, and they've had many, many personnel changes. And as you know, this was a hit. You know, when I first heard the Average White Band, they did this single called Pick Up the Pieces, which was a number one album for the Average White Band. It was number one on the U.S. Billboard chart. And the song knocked out Linda Ronstadt's You're No Good out of the number one spot and sold over 1 million copies, you know, and they had this other album called Cut the Cake, which was another hot LP from 1975, and Soul Searching, which both yielded, both big sellers, and yielded further top 10 40 singles. And they collaborated with Benny King, which that was a hot album as well. You know, they were very, very popular, and they were definitely popular on the R&B charts. You know, this single of which you just heard, You're Not Your Own, meaning that a love of your own, which was a very, very, very popular song on the R&B charts, you know. So it was number 35 for the Average White Band, you know. So definitely give it up for the Average White Band. And all the songs that I play here on A Bowl of Soul, if you enjoy this music, make sure you support this music. You can support this music by going to iTunes, by going to Amazon.com. You can go to Google Play. You name it. You can definitely get some of these tunes here that you hear on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, one of my favorite bands from the early 80s, Brainstorm. Talking about You Put a Charge in My Life. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Marion Marie, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Like a worn-out light that's lost in time.
Soul from the legendary funk band, R&B funk band Brainstorm. This was off of their album called Funky Entertainment. You Put a Charge in My Life. And you know, Brainstorm was an American funk band, funk and R&B band based in Detroit, Michigan in the late 1970s. The classic album, which had Lovin' Is Really My Game and This Must Be Heaven, was off of that debut album called Stormin', which was their best-selling album that was released in 1977 on Taboo Records, which was executive produced by Clarence Avant and produced by Jerry Peters. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And I'm going to give you a classic rock and roll jam that was played not only in the clubs, in the R&B clubs, the gay clubs, it was also DJed on the street. This was a regular jam called Black Betty. And this song was done by the rock and roll group called Ram Jam. But Black Betty really, the song was patterned after a work song that was done by black men working on the railroad, like the Chain Gang, actually. It was a Chain Gang song called Black Betty. And then it was turned into a rock and roll record. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to play you Ram Jam, talking about Old Black Betty, Ram-a-Lam, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
lamb, whoa, Black Betty. Bam a lamb, Black Betty had a child. Bam a lamb, the damn thing gone wild. Bam a lamb, she said it weren't none of mine. Bam a lamb, the damn thing gone blind. Bam a lamb, I said, oh, Black Betty. Bam a lamb, whoa, Black Betty. Bam a lamb. She really gets me high. Bam a lamb, you know that's no lie. Bam a lamb, she's so rock steady. Bam a lamb, and she's always ready. Bam a lamb, whoa, Back Betty. Bam a lamb, whoa, Back Betty. Bam a lamb. Bam a lamb, she's from Birmingham. Bam a lamb, way down in Alabama. Bam a lamb, well, she's shaking that thing. Bam a lamb, boy, she makes me sing. Bam a lamb, whoa, Black Betty. Bam a lamb, whoa, Black Betty. Bam a lamb.
Had to play that by Ram Jam. But Black Betty is a 20th century African American work song. That was a work song. And is often credited to Huddy Leadbelly Leadbetter as the author, though the earliest recordings are not by him. Sources claim it is one of Leadbelly's many adaptations of early African American folk material. And this is A Bowl of Soul. I always wondered, where did that come from? And that's why it's important to know the history of songs, where they come from, where they originate. I remember hearing this song in the jams in the street, the B-boy jams in the street, hearing it in the clubs and never knowing. And it was hot. You know, they used to mix the beginning and everybody used to be dancing to it. Even the house, when you went to the clubs to hear house music, they would play this. So this is A Bowl of Soul, celebrating African American music here on A Bowl of Soul. Classic soul, new R&B, alternative R&B, you name it, it's A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, we're going to play something from my man, Mr. Tevin Campbell. He had a really, really good album that was really like his last album on the Quest record label. This single, We Can Work It Out, here on A Bowl of Soul.
Maybe we can work it out. Ooh.
giving you soul here from A Bowl of Soul. Tevin Campbell, this was off the album Back to the World, 1996. I think that was an album that was truly slept on. I bought that album, was really Tevin Campbell's last album from 1996. We Can Work It Out. That album had, like, I think, four bona fide hits that were written by Babyface on that album. And for the life of me, I couldn't understand why that album was not promoted, because it really did have solid hits on it. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, we got a new reggae single from Miss Courtney John that was sent to me. Independent R&B, independent reggae, talking about Ja Love Is Waiting. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Tomorrow, cry no more, you know we love. Lead the way, the rest will follow. Straighten up like an arrow, 'cause stars are born in you, oh, in a while you will know. Empty words throw no blow. Jah love is waiting just to see you smile one more time. Oh, it will be a wonder. Jah love is waiting just to see you smile one more time. Oh, 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 oh. Seeds and let them grow, even on your darkest road. Trust you're never alone, 'cause all of us are here as one. In a while you will know, empty words throw no blow. Jah love is waiting just to see you. Thank you.
All right, giving you some new reggae music from Miss Courtney John, and you can catch up with Miss Courtney John's single, Ja Love is Waiting. You can get that on iTunes, Deezer, Amazon.com, and on Spotify. I'm going to leave you with the last song here on A Bowl of Soul, something new from Miss Melba Moore. It is has a gospel feel on it, featuring Antonio Tony McLendon, talking about searching. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
And preachers are preaching emotional feelings, but God is searching for a person that's seeking after his heart, after his heart. We don't wanna be lost.
This cold and distant world, we is searching for something new.
We're searching.
Promises, lies they tell just to lead us astray. But God's word warns us to turn from sin. He's jealous. Surrender all and let him lead the way.
See, we're searching.
It's cold and distant.
We're looking. We're seeking
this cold and distant world.
Lord, we need you.
Some new inspirational music from Miss Melba Moore, featuring Antonio Tony McLendon, talking about searching. And this is A Bowl of Soul. We come to the end of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul on abowlofsoul@gmail.com. If you wish to email me. Also, catch up with A Bowl of Soul on iHeartRadio. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. A Bowl of Soul is also on live365.com. We're back. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. and make sure you tune into Bowl of Soul at abowlofsoul.libsyn.com, and make sure you follow me on Facebook. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and catch up with A Bowl of Soul right here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, and make sure you blow up those archives and just get a taste of some classic soul and new R&B from 1949 to the present. This is Professor T. Love just telling you, love your neighbors as you love yourself, and make sure you show love in any kind of way, form or fashion, through your donations to those hurricane victims in Houston as well as in the Caribbean. And this is A Bowl of Soul.